More calls to brighten the winter solstice in just a moment. But for the past few days, we've been talking about Syria and President Trump's decision to withdraw American troops because he said the militant group Islamic State had been defeated. Many people disagreed with that assessment and that decision, and one of the people who disagreed has made his displeasure pretty clear in the most stark way. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, the clock here in Washington is ticking tonight in more ways than one. First, it's ticking with regard to Republican patience for President Trump and his antics. The resignation yesterday of General Jim Mattis, the so-called Mad Dog Defense Secretary, who decided he could take the president's nonsense no longer, continues to reverberate on Capitol Hill and around the world. And it's serving as a stress test of Republican support for the president after the widely respected military man wrote a blistering resignation letter sparked by Donald Trump's unilateral decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. At the White House, the president's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
He and the president have a good relationship, but sometimes they disagree. The president always listens to the members of his national security team, but at the end of the day, it's the president's decision to make. He was the one that was elected to be president, to be the commander-in-chief, and while he takes all of their opinions and all of their advice into consideration, at the end of the day, it's his decision to make.
Now, in his letter, General Mattis expressed no admiration for nor thanks to President Trump. He rebuked the president's entire foreign policy approach, saying America's allies must be respected and the country should be clear-eyed about malign actors. He might as well just have used the word Russia. Many Republicans hold General Mattis in very high esteem. They view him as the last remaining adult in the Trump administration. Among them, a former Republican presidential aspirant, General Wesley Clark.
He's doing the smart thing and the right thing. I know it's upsetting for the country, but the country has to face the consequences of the election of 2016 and deal with the reality of the man that's in the White House.
Notable, too, a statement from the Republicans' leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, expressing rare hostility towards the president and urging him to find a new defense secretary cut from James Mattis's cloth. That won't be easy, especially with potential successors demanding, like General Mattis, that the president reverse his decision on Syria. It won't be easy, too, because Donald Trump suspected James Mattis was a closet Democrat and didn't like it when he traveled overseas and said things like this about the political chaos back in Washington to U.S. forces serving in Afghanistan.
You just hold the line, my fine young soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. You just hold the line until our country gets back to understanding and respecting each other and showing it of being friendly to one another.
But for now, the hunt for a new defense secretary is taking a backseat to another ticking clock in Washington. The countdown to midnight tonight, 5 a.m. in the UK, when President Trump says he will shut the U.S. government down unless Congress funds the wall he wants to build along the U.S. border with Mexico. He used to say the Mexicans would pay for it. Now he says Congress must fund it, and it doesn't even have to be a wall.
We don't use the word wall necessarily, but it has to be something special to do the job. Steel slats. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security.
But it is far from clear that there is a majority, even among Republicans in the Senate, even for steel slats. 10 days ago, President Trump said he would be proud to shut the government down over the issue, promising not to blame the Democrats if it happened. Today, he's saying the Democrats own the shutdown, all of which is adding to growing concern among Republicans that the president is increasingly like King Lear, howling at the wind, losing his marbles, and Eddie alienating people who wonder just how much longer they can support him.
Simon Marks reporting. We